Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Language Talks podcast. I am your host Fidel Oguchukwu Perez and I want to sincerely thank you for tuning in today. If this is your first time joining us, I'm glad you are here, and to all our returning listeners, I appreciate you. Don't forget to check out www.myemiratehealth.com for the full transcription of today's episode. You will also find the show notes on Spotify where you can read more about what we discussed, find helpful links to resources, and connect with us. Today's episode is a very serious and important one. Depression. What causes it, the symptoms we should all be aware of, and how it can be treated or managed. So let's dive in. What is depression and what causes it? Let's begin by understanding what depression really is. Depression is more than just feeling sad. We all feel down or discouraged sometimes, maybe after a bad day or even when something doesn't go as planned. But clinical depression is different. It's a mental health condition that affects how a person feels, thinks, or even behaves. It can also last for weeks, months, or even years if not treated. And it can interfere with everyday activities like work, school, relationships, and personal health. So, what are the common causes of depression? Stressful life events. One of the most common causes of depression is going through a very difficult or painful experience. These could include the loss of a loved one, grief from death, especially sudden death, going through a divorce or breakup, losing a job or experiencing financial hardship, being involved in a traumatic event such as abuse, violence, or an accident. These life challenges can leave a person feeling hopeless, overwhelmed, and emotionally exhausted. Another one is history or genetics. Depression can also run in families. If a parent or sibling has experienced depression, you might be more likely to go through it too. This doesn't mean you are guaranteed to be depressed. It just means your risk is higher because of your genes or family background. Chemical imbalance in the brain. Our brain uses chemicals called neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine to control mood and emotions. If these chemicals are out of balance, it can lead to depression. Scientists are still studying the exact connection, but they agree that a lack or imbalance of these feel-good chemicals play a big role. Medical conditions and physical illness. Certain medical problems can trigger or worsen depression. For example, chronic illnesses like diabetes, cancer, or heart disease. Hormonal changes due to pregnancy, childbirth, postpartum depression, or thyroid issues. Brain injuries or neurological conditions. Living with constant physical pain or health challenges can cause a person to lose hope, especially if there is no cure or quick solution. Drug abuse and alcohol. Many people try to escape their pain or stress by using alcohol or drugs. Unfortunately, these substances don't solve the problem. They often make it worse over time. Alcohol and drugs can change how the brain works and lead to depression or other mental health disorders. Loneliness and lack of social support. As human beings, we all need connection. When someone feels alone, isolated, or unloved for a long time, depression can slowly creep in. This is especially common in people who have lost their close friends or family, or who live far from their support system. Negative thinking patterns. People who are naturally self-critical, pessimistic, or full of guilt may find it easier to fall into depression. Their mind is always focusing on what's wrong or what they don't have instead of what's going well. So, to summarize, depression is complex. It can be caused by a mix of physical, emotional, social, or even spiritual factors. What are the symptoms of depression? Now that we understand what can cause depression, let's look at the symptoms, the signs that someone may be struggling. Depression looks different in every person, but here are some of those most common symptoms. Persistent sadness or emptiness. A person feels deeply sad almost every day. They may cry easily or feel emotionally flat and disconnected. Loss of interest or pleasure. They stop enjoying activities they used to love, like playing music, hanging out with friends, or going out. Even food, movies, or hobbies may not bring joy anymore. Changes in sleep patterns. Some people with depression find it hard to sleep at night. They lie awake with racing thoughts. Others may sleep too much, using sleep as an escape. Low energy and fatigue. Everything feels like a burden. They feel tired all the time, even without doing anything physical. Appetite or weight changes. Some people lose their appetite and start losing weight. Others may eat more than usual, especially junk food, and gain weight. Difficulty concentrating. Depression can make the mind foggy. It's hard to focus, make decisions, or remember things. Feelings of guilt or worthlessness. People with depression often blame themselves for things that are not their fault. They feel like a failure or like they are a burden to others. Hopelessness or suicidal thoughts. In very severe cases, a person may feel like life isn't worth living. They may think of ending their life to escape the pain. This is a mental health emergency and help should be sought immediately. It's important to remember that not everyone shows all these symptoms. Some people might smile and look okay on the outside, but be suffering deeply on the inside. That's why awareness is so important. We need to check on our friends, family, and even ourselves regularly. Treatment and solutions for depression. So, what can be done when someone is depressed? First, let's be clear, depression is treatable. With the right support and care, most people recover and go on to live full, happy lives. Let's explore some of the most effective treatment options. Talk therapy. This involves sitting with a professional therapist or counselor and talking through your thoughts and feelings. A therapist listens, offers support, and teaches you how to think and respond in healthy ways. One of the most popular methods is cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which helps people identify and change negative thinking patterns. Medication. Some people may need medication, especially if their depression is linked to brain chemistry. Antidepressants help balance the chemicals in the brain that affect mood. These medicines must be prescribed by a doctor and often take a few weeks to start working. They are not happy pills, but they can give the brain the boost it needs to start healing. Lifestyle changes. These small daily habits can make a big difference. Exercise, even walking for 30 minutes a day, can release natural mood-lifting chemicals. Healthy diet. Eating well helps the brain and body work better. Good sleep. Going to bed and waking up at the same time each day can improve mental health. Avoiding alcohol and drugs. These only make depression worse over time. Building a support system. Having people to talk to, whether it's family, friends, or support groups, makes the burden lighter. You don't have to go through depression alone. Even just talking to someone who cares can be healing. Faith and spiritual practices. For many people, turning to faith, prayer, or spiritual activities bring hope and peace. Whether it's reading sacred texts, meditating, attending religious services, or speaking to a spiritual leader, these practices can provide strength during dark times. Setting simple goals. Depression makes it hard to do big things. That's okay. Start small, get out of bed, take a shower, go outside. Little wins matter, and over time, they help restore a sense of control and hope. Getting professional help early. The sooner someone gets help, the faster they can start healing. Don't wait for things to become unbearable. If you or someone you know is struggling, reach out to a doctor, a therapist, or a trusted adult. In conclusion, to everyone listening, please take mental health seriously. If you are going through depression, know this: you are not alone, you are not broken, and you can feel better again. Help is available and healing is possible. Let's all be more compassionate to ourselves and to others. If someone around you seems withdrawn or unhappy, take the time to check in on them. A simple conversation can save a life. Thank you once again for listening to the Language Talks podcast. I am your host, Fidel Ugochukwu Perez, and it's been a privilege to share this space with you today. And remember to visit www.myemirathealth.com for the full transcript of today's episode, and check the show notes on Spotify for more details, helpful links, and other resources related to depression and mental health. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone else. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay safe, stay kind, and take care of your mind. Bye-bye.